It's so nice to chat to Dr. Dylan Joseph again from the Vision for Life Clinic in Knysna, of course, a well-known ophthalmologist. And he joins us again today here on Medical Monday, back on eRadio. Yes, Dr. Joseph, how's it going?
Hey, Ian, very well, thanks. And how are you doing down that side of the world? I believe you moved a little further down the coast from us.
Just a little bit, yes, just a little bit, yeah. But yes, no, absolutely great. And it's nice to touch base with you again. I know that you've also had a few additions since we last spoke, one of them being the Dry Eye Clinic, and that's what you're going to tell us about today.
Yes, yes. So I think dry eye is a very sort of underdiagnosed and poorly treated condition. I think most people assume that just throwing a drop at you, if your eyes are red, uncomfortable, itchy, you know, foreign body sensation, blurred vision, that it's just going to be a magic wand and cure it. But it certainly isn't. Dry eye is a very complex disease, and I think as ophthalmologists and specifically refractive surgeons who are interested in vision correction, it's really vital that we're treating the ocular surface in its entirety before considering surgery. So, you know, that sort of stimulated the thought process around developing a dedicated dry eye center where we can have clients come in straight into the dry eye center. They don't necessarily have to come through my clinic first. They don't have to be referred. And they get a full evaluation and diagnostic printout and report on their dry eye, and then we take them through the treatment process. So, yeah, it's a multifactorial problem, dry eye. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's not a quick fix, and it's often a long journey that we're involved in with the patient, but that's where we saw the need. I mean, this is something where the patient has to understand their journey and understand the problem, and that's where this clinic goes the extra mile to make sure we walk it with them.
Okay, and then in terms of technology, what new innovative equipment do you have there? Because I know you probably have some really fancy stuff there.
Well, I mean, we've got that full diagnostic unit, which is going to look at every component of your tear film, from your oil glands to your water layer to your the mucus layer. Those are all three critical components. Then we've got the OptiTherm mask, which was designed by myself and a biomedical engineer in Cape Town. And basically what this does is it helps heat up the oil glands, and then you just manually massage the oil out. And, you know, we've got that at our clinic and in our dry eye clinic on the shelves. And then we've got a first-in-country, state-of-the-art device from Australia, actually. It's called the Rexon Eye Mask, and it works on a principle called quantum molecular resonance, or QMR. Now, that's a big fancy word, but to make it understandable, what it does is it delivers high-frequency impulses to the tissues around the eyes and the orbit. It is anti-inflammatory, which is part of the big problem with dry eye, is inflammation. So it really targets the inflammation. It helps regenerate new stem cells for us. It helps improve the quality and quantity of both water and oil production on the surface of the eye. And we found that there's also a positive spin-off in patients who are having facial plastics like blepharoplasty and have got swollen eyelids. They need to reduce the postoperative swelling. It works a charm for this. Botox fillers in and around the facial region. And we basically put our patients through a 20-minute treatment cycle, and it's one session a week for 4 weeks. And we can often do that preoperatively for our dry eye patients too, and they often just need two sessions. And sometimes the really dry eye patients need six sessions. What we've also introduced into this dry eye center is the ability to harvest your own blood, take your blood, and we spin that down and take the serum from your blood, and we make highly concentrated what we call autologous serum. So it's your own body serum, which is rich in stem cells.
Wow.
And helps regenerate and rejuvenate the deficient stem cells or destroyed stem cells, damaged stem cells on the surface of your eye. So we really look at each component. We then tailor make it. Do we use anti-inflammatories? How potent are the anti-inflammatories that we need to use? What lubricant are we using? You know, the heat mask that we've got, and then the QMR mask. And so far, from our initial patients that we've treated, and we opened the clinic earlier this year, the results are looking really, really good.
Wow. Now that's next level. Hey, doctor. The question I want to ask you now is also, what are the symptoms of dry eye? Will I know that I have it?
Not necessarily, but the common symptoms are a feeling of foreign body in your eyes, so scratchiness, irritation, discomfort, red eyes, waking up in the morning with crusty eyes or the eyes that are glued together, and fluctuation of vision. Those are your most common symptoms. But we find, and the literature shows it well, that anyone who is in front of a computer for 4 hours plus a day, or a cumulative total of 8 years plus, is 100%, almost 100% going to develop dry eye. And that's because the oil glands become very thick and static, the oil within the glands, and then your tear film evaporates, and that causes inflammation. So it's really a vicious circle that you get yourself into. So it's not only about treating at this dry eye clinic, it's about a holistic approach and saying, well, which are the factors in your history? Do you have systemic diseases? Do you have Sjogren's? Do you have rheumatoid arthritis? Are you sitting in front of a computer? How can we educate you about regular, what we call hygiene, to improve the status of your tear layer? So, you know, most people will be symptomatic, and that's what's going to bring them to the dry eye clinic. But what we also recommend is that if you are a computer user 4 hours plus, or you've been in front of a computer 8 years in total, you are going to develop dry eye. So rather, don't let this become a problem. Come and see us first so we can have a look at your oil glands and your tear film status, and we can be preventative rather than curative. That's the key word. I think once you get to the stage where you're really in a lot of discomfort and symptomatic of dry eye, you're already in that vicious circle, and it's incredibly difficult to then treat. It's basically anyone who's in front of a computer screen, anyone who's got the symptoms, generally people over 55, especially ladies who are entering the perimenopausal, menopausal age group, who are on a multitude of drugs. A lot of the antidepressant drugs, unfortunately, do cause dry eyes, and we see that because it decreases the production of your tears. A lot of people who've been on chemotherapy can struggle with dry eyes, but you know, most people in that 55 and above age bracket are going to be having some form of or another of symptoms of dry eye disease. So, you know, even when I did my fellowship in Dublin in Ireland, we were seeing teenagers of 13, 14, 15 with severe oil gland dysfunction because of their hours in front of devices and computers and cell phones. So it's an epidemic, and it's coming fast, you know, and we're not going to be able to stop it. But the point is, I think if we can prevent it to a certain extent and treat it and educate before it becomes a massive problem, that's going to be, you know, the primary benefit that you can gain.
And then finally, Dr. Joseph, how do I make a booking?
So, yeah, we run our clinic right next door to our offices. It's on the same premises, just in a different building. So it's the normal channels. You can still have a look and read up about our dry eye center on our website, which is www.drdylanjoseph.com, drdylanjoseph.com. What's very cool there is we've actually just introduced a voice bot, which is me, talking through any condition that you want. So if you want to phone in and talk about the dry eye or talk about any laser vision correction options, then just ask me a question online. It's my voice. Sure. It's me. I've educated it. It's basically me speaking.
Wow.
Then you can get hold of Mariska at 044-150-0085. Or info@drdylanjoseph.com, info@drdylanjoseph.com. And if you we've done a whole bunch of posts on our social media handles as well, so Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. So, you know, go and check it out. And if you've got more info, just give us a call, drop us an email, or go and ask me online.
Even at night, that bot never sleeps.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole beauty. So if you're struggling with dry eyes at 2 a.m. and you need a bit of help, or you need some advice on how to get into the clinic, then just give my bot a call online. Yeah.
Wow. Got to love these AI things. Hey? It's just everywhere now. It's making life so much easier for all of us.
Isn't it? It is. Hey?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Dr. Joseph, thank you so much. Nice to chat to you again, and we'll chat again soon. That, of course, is Dr. Dylan Joseph, Vision for Life Clinic in Knysna, ophthalmologist chatting to us here on Medical Monday on eRadio.
Your eyes are the windows to your world. At the Vision for Life Clinic, allowing you to own your vision is our drive and commitment. Dr. Dylan Joseph and his team are passionate about vision correction and endeavor to make your journey to visual freedom a premium experience. See clearly again without specs or contact lenses. For more information, visit drdylanjoseph.com, email info@drdylanjoseph.com, or call 044-150-0085. Own your vision for life.